93 by Victor Hugo. Part 1. At Sea. Book 1. The Wood of La Saudraye. In the latter part of May 1793, one of the Paris battalions sent into Brittany by Santerre searched the much-dreaded forest of La Saudraye in Astillet. There were only about 300 men in the reconnoitering party, for the battalion had been well-nigh annihilated in the fierce conflicts in which it had engaged. It was after the battles of Argonne, Jemappe, and Valmy, and of the 1st Paris Regiment, which consisted originally of 600 volunteers, only 27 men remained, of the 2nd Regiment only 33, of the 3rd only 57. It was unquestionably a time of epic strife. Each of the battalions sent from Paris to the Vendée numbered 912 men and was provided with 3 field pieces. The force had been very hastily organized. On the 25th of April, Goyer, being Minister of Justice, and Bouchot, Minister of War, the Committee of Public Welfare urged the necessity of immediately dispatching a large body of troops to Vendée. Lubin, a member of the Commune, reported the bill favourably, and on the 1st of May, Santerre had 12,000 men, 30 cannon, and a corps of gunners ready for the field. These battalions, though organized so hurriedly, were organized so well that they served as models even at the present day. Regiments of the line are yet organized in the same manner. The relative proportion between the number of soldiers and non-commissioned officers has been changed, that is all. On the 28th of April, the Commune of Paris gave Santerre's volunteers this order: no mercy, no quarter. By the end of May, of the 12,000 men that left Paris, 8,000 were dead. The troops who were exploring the forest of La Saudraye held themselves on the alert. They advanced slowly and cautiously. Each man cast furtive glances to the right and to the left of him, in front of him and behind him. It was Kleber who said, "A soldier has one eye in his back." They'd been marching a long while. What time of day could it be? It was difficult to say, for a dim twilight always pervades these dense forests. It is never really light there. The forest of La Saudraye was tragic. It was in its copses that, from the month of November 1792, civil war commenced its crimes. Mousqueton, the ferocious cripple, came out of its fatal shades.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?